Good afternoon, everybody. Can you hear me well? Yeah, okay. I'm very pleased to be here today to share with you some of the results we got from a five-year experiment. Before to go further, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors. Okay. I will give you a bit of a context for the nitrogen and potato story. Some of you might know that nitrogen use efficiency of potato is very low. It's lower than 50%. And most people say that the potato requires high quantity of nitrogen. I prefer to say that potato are lazy and non-efficient to uptake nitrogen. There is main reason for that. First, the very shallow roots. We can see that more than 80% of the root development are in the first 30 centimeters of the soil. In addition to that, they are cultivated in soil highly susceptible to enleaching and with a low water retention capacity. This gives you some information about nitrogen uptake in potato. We have five growing stages, and each of the growing stages have their own nitrogen uptake pattern. As you can see, for potato, you plant in the soil a tuber, and the plant development began on the reserve of the tuber. And then you have to pass through all those growth stages until you reach the maximum where nitrogen is uptake by potato. In my area, we are in a humid climate. During that period, it could occur a lot of rain and a lot of leaching too. And the common practice is to put a good rate of nitrogen at planting. Okay. What we want to do, we want to achieve good marketable yield in terms of size and quality while minimizing the loss to nitrogen environment. We don't want to do that by increase in rate, but we want to increase yield by increase nutrient use efficiency. To do that, it's simple. We just have to synchronize our plant needs with fertilizer application. This is a simple principle, but very elusive principle. To do that, we have some weapons. We can play with N sources, we can play with N rates, we can also play with spatial and temporal variability of nitrogen availability in the soil, and we can also select some varieties that have a higher nutrient use efficiency, but those varieties also have to respond to the requests of the processor, of the potato processing. Sorry. Okay, this is a type of sources that are commonly used in my area. Most of the growers use ammonium nitrate or calcium ammonium nitrate, or also some of them use ammonium sulfate. As you can see, the speed of nitrate release is different from one type of N sources to another. And nowadays, we also have some grower who can use urea coat with polymer. We will call it PCU. And the speed of release is based on the cell temperature and humidity. In this talk, what we want to address is what is the impact in terms of N rate and sources on tuber yield, hen uptake, in-season denitrification, in-season leaching, and also on residual soil nitrate at harvest. To achieve that, what we have one experimental site located in a potato production area near Quebec City in Canada. Our soil are sandy soil, and we are under irrigation. We use a pivot. We use two commercial fields with very similar soil condition. And why we have done that is to respect for rotation in potato. Our experimental design is a factorial of three N sources. I already present you the N sources. That would be ammonium nitrate, ammonium sulfate, and PCU. We have a non-fertilizer control, of course. And we also have four N rates. The rates are 60, 120, 200, and 280 kilograms per hectare. In terms of N timing application, we split the application of ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate. We put 40% of the N rate at planting and 60% of the N rate at just before ailing. And the PCU N sources was applied 100% at planting. We are on the randomized complex block design with four replication. What we have measured total and marketable tuber yield and total N uptake. We also measure in-season nitrate leaching using soil lysimeter, suction lysimeter installed in the soil at 90 centimeter depth. We keep our lysimeter under tension from planting to harvest, and we collect water each 2 weeks. In parallel, we also measure denitrification using in situ pot incubation using acetylene blockage technique at the same 2 weeks. At harvest, just after harvest, we measure results on nitrate from 0 to 90 centimeter. Some of the results. In terms of N rate, when we had nitrogen, we increased the yield, the total yield, and the marketable yield. But we reach a plateau, so we modelize by a quadratic plateau, and the maximum, the N maximum was around 150 for the to reach the total yield, and about 200 to reach the marketable yield. It's always like that for potato. In terms of the effect of N sources, there is no significant N sources on total tuber yield, even on marketable tuber yield, but we have a slight tendency to have an increase with the PCU and sources. In terms of total N uptake, we have a significant year effect by N uptake, and this is mainly due to the year 2008, where we got a lot of precipitation, mainly after planting, so shortly after planting in June and July, and we were able to demonstrate that the total N uptake is higher in the PCU compared to AN and AS N sources. In terms of denitrification, some of the result was a bit inconsistent, but in year 2011, we are able to say that when we apply fertilizer, we increase denitrification compared to the control in those sandy soil. We also have significant effect of N sources versus position, because when you're working with potato, we have to measure the denitrification on the top of the hill and also in the furrow. And using PCU, we can see that there is a higher denitrification rate for the year 2011 compared to the furrow. We also have an effect on the position versus sampling date. 2 dates during the season 2011, we were able to attribute this effect. There is more densification in the hill compared to the furrow. The first event was attributed to the second end application. And 1 month later, we also have another significant effect that was attributed to an irrigation event. In terms of in-season nitrate leaching, we have an effect of N sources. You see the patterns for the year 2008, the very rainy year. And we can see that in the beginning of the season, at 18 days after planting or 32 days after planting, we have significantly higher and leaching using ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate, and after that ammonium nitrate compared to PCU. For the rest of the season, there is no significant difference. I give you another example of a year, the year 2010, who is a dry year. Even if it was a dry year, we can see that at the beginning of the season, we have higher nitrate leaching using ammonium nitrate compared to ammonium sulfate and PCU. During the season, PCU has higher nitrate leaching, and at the end of the season, it's we have higher ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate. Ammonium nitrate is higher than ammonium sulfate and PCU. In terms of effect of N rate on the residual soil nitrate per N sources, we have we modelize the residual soil nitrate at the end of the season. There is no year effect, but the relation between N rate and ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate is a linear relation. And the relation between the N rate and the PCU is a quadratic relation. Remember that I told you that we have calculated quadratic plateau and N maximum to give you the total, the maximum total yield or the maximum marketable yield. Based on that, we could see that it could be better to use ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate because I will reduce I will reduce the leaching after the harvest. But because we have measured the leaching, the in-season leaching, we know that we cannot say that. So we always have to have the big picture before to draw conclusion. In summary, I show you that all N fertilizer gave similar total yield and marketable yield with a slight tendency for the PCU. PCU give higher N uptake in the rainy year. In terms of denitrification, PCU denitrification on the yield was 5 times higher than in the furrow in the year 2011. Leaching, we can say that one-time application of PCU can reduce the risk of nitrate leaching. In terms of residual soil nitrate, we have to have a big picture before to draw a conclusion. And the take-home message, PCU is a promising end source for potato production in eastern Canada or in humid climate when the precipitation is higher than the normal, especially during the period from planting to the healing or before the tuber breaking when the plants begin to need a lot of nitrogen. For those who would like to have more detail, you can go to see that article recently published in Agronomy Journal. And before to end, I would like to say a special thank to our farmer, Quentin Fils Farm, who provide us land for many years, and also to the staff of Quebec Region and Development Centre of AAFC. Thank you for your attention. Yes.
Yes. Were you able to calculate the nitrogen use efficiency with those three forms of N material production?
Well, we calculate. There is many way to calculate nutrient efficiency. It's in the paper. I don't remember exactly the number, but I could say that it's in the paper. Sorry.
So then, maybe an easier question. Were you able to develop a benefit-cost ratio associated with your practices on your nitrogen sources over the 3 or 4 years of your project?
Well, what we say with the use of PCU, it's this project was done until 2012, and based on the conclusion we have, we just finished another project using PCU. Because in this experiment, that was only pure N sources, because I want to follow exactly what, where come from the nitrogen in the leaching or in the denitrification. But normally, I think we should use those fertilizer in mix, okay? Like PCU could be used with urea or with another sources, but cheaper sources, and you will get your benefit to for potato grow because the price of the PCU is higher.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.